This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. Don is in the house. Ava's in the house. We are here. We got a jam-packed day coming up. Story of a bear getting locked in a car. Kind of an odd story, Don. I don't know how that happens.
I'm guessing it wasn't a smart bear.
A good thing. And we're going to be talking about carp, why you should keep carp, and how to eat them. That and more. And Don, you're puzzled. That and more when we return with more Valley Outdoors. Ashkenham Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenham offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, Donald, good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be seen as always.
You as well.
Thank you.
And activities abound outside right now. The fishing's, with some stable weather, the fishing's turned on fire, which is awesome. I know a lot of friends all over the state have been crushing fish. It's been great.
Yeah.
Whether you're on Mille Lacs or you're Minnetonka or you're in South Dakota, on Oahu, whether you're in Green Bay, guys in Erie. You know what's funny? Erie, it's such a change. Obviously, when you early in the year, you get the big fish because obviously they're out spawning in the reefs. You get the fish, and then the size dwindles. You can still get the numbers. You know, there's numbers there, but the size drops. But boy, it's still such a blast out there. Hard to believe how good that fishery is.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I was out there, I was shocked by the size of the fish coming in, you know, compared to what we're probably used to in the Midwest.
Yeah, you can't beat it. I mean, a number of years I've fished Erie in tournaments and going for fun in fall. A lot of my friends go out there for the fall brawl, which is a big event. If you haven't participated in it, check it out. You can go and go out. It's a month-long fishing event, and whoever gets the biggest fish ends up winning a boat. I mean, a big boat, motor, and there's obviously prizes along the way. But you go, it's all about hog hunting and having a blast doing it. So
where do they fish out of?
Erie, anywhere you want.
Oh, you go. It's not. You just like, have to have not a fish. Port Clinton or.
It's going to be that whole area,
okay.
So you're able to get into it. But, yeah, check out the details on that. If you ever want to go to Erie, that's kind of the fun time because you can get fish literally 300 yards offshore, trolling. The fish are snapping big time. So, again, they're going everywhere. But, again, the fall brawl, kind of a fun little, an event. You can go with a bunch of buddies, go catch them. You don't have to have two in the boat. You can have three, four in the boat.
And what time of year is that?
It's October, November, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
kind of could get chilly.
Yeah, but it again, you don't have to go very far.
Okay.
So you just
basically 300 yards offshore, 2 miles offshore at 30 degrees is Same
yeah,
thing.
But you're idling. It's okay. Yeah. Trolling. Okay. Come on. It's not a big deal. Speaking of Lake Erie, one of the big awakenings for me when I started fishing there was the big baits, the reef runners, the bandits, those big baits, the tail dancers, the bigger baits that you're dealing with, husky jerks, all those baits that really have that long minnow type shape. In the case of reef runners, in case of the bandits, they're a banana-shaped bait. Husky jerks, all-time favorite for me. They are awesome as well, but more of a stick bait. But again, deep diving baits, you can regulate with a snap weight, and that's really what's happening. Whether you, let's say you go to Mille Lacs, somebody says, oh, I don't want to troll crankbaits, I can only get one rod per person. But the thing is that you can catch some massive fish, and you can get a bait that's not designed to run that deep. Let's say 28 to 30 feet, normally you'll have to run lead core. A lot of people aren't fans of lead core, or you're not understanding lead core. No worries. Get a 3-ounce chunk of lead, like a lead snap weight with a closed pin on it. Put that on the line with 20 feet out of the crankbait. Drop it, let it fly down, hit the bottom once. Hold it for a little bit. Let the speed balance out the line angle and let it out a little bit more till it hits bottom. Click it, throw it in the rod holder, and wait. And a lot of times the planer boards are nice because they create a little separation. They have good clarity of water so they can see the bait. And you're on. That's about how easy it is. And then you use your electronics to show you where the fish are. But the big baits, they're on now. Get those big baits. Get those husky jerks, the number 11s. Get those deep, deep divers and really see what you can do with those fish. I know the river that's happening. They've done it before. Obviously, Green Bay, that's a big thing as well. Amazing what you can catch and how simple you can make it to be successful.
How deep are you talking?
It can vary. You could be on top of a reef. You could be 28 feet to 30 feet. That's generally, if you look at the basin of Green Bay, it's not much deeper than that in some of the deeper areas, but you're never really fishing deep. You're fishing so that, or on the bottom necessarily, but you're going to fish in a given area when you mark those fish. It could be in the water column up higher. A lot of times that's where they're at. You use the dive curve. Mark Romanek does a great job with the trolling Bible, basically. They call it precision trolling.
Yep.
And you just let out X number of feet. And if you have to take a guess at it, go ahead. I like to be pretty detailed. I use a line counter. You can get attachable line counters that hook up to your rod and just run the line through it. But really take time to try it sometimes, because open water fish are fun, but you don't have to be just open water. Use electronics to let them tell you where those fish are at, and you really can have an amazing day with those big fish. And throw a crawler on the back of them once. The bait, you know, if you think about it, by the time a crawler stretches out, that bait's almost a foot and a half long. And those walleyes will hit that bait dead center. And when they hit it, they're on the run, and it just tears the rod. Just, they're
gone.
The
way it goes, huh?
It's absolutely amazing. Super fun and a great way to experience all that is every aspect of the outdoors and fishing. So hang tight, you guys. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about the gun laws and what hunters should know. Stay tuned.